At 84, Harry Tsujidana is having a moment. That's appropriate for the return of his birth sign, the Year of the Monkey. Tsujidana was born in Waipahu, one of a handful of dreamers who mustered their guts, lived the boho life in New York, then brought a vibrant form of organic abstraction home to Hawaii. You know the more familiar names, Sato, Abe, Akaji, and with this show, Harry Tsujidana takes his place as a dedicated practitioner of his art. Maybe it started with Isami Doi, who studied in New York City and Paris in the 1920s and 30s. He inspired a post-war generation in Hawaii to try their luck in the Big Apple. Tadashi Sato, Satoru Abe, Bunpei Akaji.
Well, these guys were my big brother to me. You know, they treat me like a kid, you know, younger brother, right?
Harry Tsuchidana's apartments in New York and back in Honolulu became party central for pinochle and poker, thanks to his wife Violet's hospitality.
Yeah, because of her, we had a lot of gathering. When she come home, hey, we're going to have a beer bus. She said, okay.
You made it possible for him to.
Oh, yeah, because I was teaching that time, too, you know.
And she never talked about the bottom line, you know, if you can sell or not. That never came up.
I've been exposed to artists, too, so basically it's just a natural reaction. Yeah.
For a vanished generation.
I always wanted to be a little different.
Though Tsuchidana's early works look like Tadashi Sato's style organic abstractions, by the 80s, Tsuchidana began his stage series of more geometric abstracts.
Once you learn how to play chess, you don't want to play checkers, because chess has more move, right? I have more move, more freedom. In doing abstract, I can create colors, I can move things. So that's the thing that excites me.
Tsuchidana turns to fresh drawings from this morning and begins to trace invisible vectors.
The angle, second one to the top over there. You see the white area is more this way, right? More on the
Tsuchidana
center.
Uses orange, blue, and green accents to set off screens of gray.
This way, this way. In the course of our day, everyone, we look at things from an angle. You know, so it applies to every one of us. That's the intrigue on this. I started in 1979. It still intrigued me.
Have you found that it's important to work every day? Do you?
Yeah, I think so. It kind of grips me up, you know. If you put a paper in front of me, I can do it. I'm on all the time. It's exciting. It creates a sensation.
After dinner, Tsuchidana prepares the next day's project.
So when I get up next morning, hey, I got to go finish this. You know, I look forward to getting up to finish this what I did the day before. You have to take
like this part over here.
Which over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wash.
Tsuchidana freely brushed a hazy film
over
the white paper.
Slips
of blue and green are peeking from a gray block like frosting on the edge of a cupcake.
Imagine. I still feel excited about this thing after so many years.
Harry Tsuchidana with Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.